Hayem yem beis other sheni. Habrochot sricho leize dover shateoches bay. A blessing requires something to hold on to. Ukmoi hamotor al soda chrusho zruo. Like the rain on a plowed and a sown field. Oi hayoire o malkosh. Or the early rains or the late rains. Al tvuas hasoda vakeren. On the crops of the field and the vineyards. Avol besoda bur. Loi chrusho veloi zruo. But on a fowl field, which is not plowed and not sown, ein hamotar yeire umalkush mivim teelas. Neither the rain, nor the early rain, nor the late rain can bring any benefits or any results. Now, this is from a letter that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to someone who asked a brocha from the Friedrich Rebbe. And he is not ready to accept anything that the Rebbe instituted. He doesn't want to be a chosid, but he wants a blessing. So the Rebbe writes very strong words. If you want to be connected, you have to establish time to learn Chassidus every day, and on Shabbos, double the amount of time. You have to conduct yourself according to Chassidus with regard to davening and going to mikveh and the way you put on tefillin and spending time davening at special times. But if not, there's no point. You're not connecting. If you're not connecting, then I wonder if the blessings that are showered upon you, if they will take hold, if there will be any benefit, because a blessing needs something to hold on to, just like rain needs a plowed and a sown field. So the Rebbe says, the Eibishter should help, that he should remove the spirit of distortions that you have, and he should illuminate your mind and your hearts to serve Hashem with truth. This is a point that the Friedrich Rebbe brought up in other situations where people ask for blessings for people who are not ready to do anything for Yiddishkeit. They weren't ready to create a keli or something to hold on to. However, even though these are strong words, the Rebbe then qualifies and he says, this is when we're talking about rain. Rain is something that requires a sown and a plowed field. But then there is the dew. Dew is a blessing from above. Nothing can get in the way of dew, and the Eibishter can give blessings in that way, even if there is not a keli. But obviously, the Rebbe says, you're much better off when you create a keli, you create a vessel, so you have something that the blessings should hold on to.